Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. Today on our program, we listen to music from Nora Jones, and we answer a question about George Washington. But first, we tell you about a website for children too young to even use a mouse. The Internet is filled with websites offering all kinds of games for children in school to adults in retirement. But now there is a website with games designed for the youngest members of the family. Faith Lapidus has our report about KneeBouncers.com.
Elephant! 2-year-old Liliana Robinson is sitting on her mother's lap. Liliana is busy with one of her favorite activities, playing knee bouncers on the computer. Her father, Jim Robinson, was one half of the team that developed the website.
I do all the drawings and the characters and and come up with the silly little games. And then Kurt brings them to life.
Kurt Dommermuth is the other half of the development team.
That's my passion, is the web and what I love. So it's natural that we complement each other really well that way.
The two men first had the idea for knee bouncers 7 years ago. They both had baby girls at the time.
Mine was 6 months old and Kurt's was 9 months old, and I had two older kids, too. They could play on the different websites, the Disney.com and PBS and things. They could use the mouse, but their little sister couldn't use the mouse, and she was getting frustrated.
With knee bouncers, touching any part of the computer keyboard affects an action on the screen. Jim Robinson says many of the 18 games on the website are designed for very young children.
A lot of the games came from just the simple games that we play with our kids when they're babies. Peekaboo, bubbles. Well, who doesn't love bubbles? Balloons, you know, just popping balloons, popping bubbles, jumping on the bed, splashing in puddles, even playing musical instruments.
News of the website spread beyond the Robinson and Dommermuth families and friends. More than 1 million people from more than 180 countries have visited KneeBouncers.com. The website has added educational games to teach babies shapes, letters, colors, and numbers. The two fathers say they are developing programs for the Internet and television based on KneeBouncers.com characters. But KneeBouncers remains free. And Jim Robinson says the website is important in another way.
And we've created a safe environment, too. There's no advertising on the site. You're not going to hit a banner ad that's going to take them anywhere else. There's nothing to download. There's no sign up. You just go to KneeBouncers.com, you pick a game, and you start knee bouncing.
Our question this week comes from Rwanda. Mutangana Herman wants to know about George Washington, America's first president. This is a good time to answer the question. Monday is Washington's birthday, the federal holiday that honors the former leader. George Washington has a special place in American history. He is known as the father of the country. General Washington commanded the forces that won American independence from Britain. He served as president of the conference that wrote the American Constitution, and he was the first president of the United States. George Washington was born in the British colony of Virginia in 1731. He grew up in a wealthy farming family. He enjoyed that life, but was strongly interested in the military. In 1759, he married Martha Dandridge Custis. She had been married, but her husband had died. She owned many slaves and lots of land. George and Martha Washington took care of their property around Mount Vernon, Virginia. George Washington also served in the Virginia House of Burgesses. However, he felt used by British businessmen and found British laws too restrictive. George Washington was named Commander-in-Chief of the Continental Army in May of 1775. 2 months later, he was leading troops into battle against British forces. The war lasted 6 years. But in 1781, Britain surrendered. The American Revolution was won. General Washington wanted to return to Mount Vernon and his farmland along the Potomac River, but his country still needed him. In 1787, he was elected president. George Washington retired at the end of his second term as president. He spoke to Americans before leaving office. He urged them to take care in forming overly strong party alliances. George Washington died of a throat infection only 3 years after leaving office.
In your message you said you were going to bed, but I'm not done with the night. So I stayed up and read, put two words in my head, got me mixed up, so I turned out the light.
Jones has released her fourth studio album, The Fall. Critics say it is different from her earlier best-selling albums in many ways. Barbara Klein plays some examples.
Norah Jones is one of the most successful singers of recent years. She has sold more than 35 million albums. Critics have always praised her warm, deep, jazz-influenced style since her first big hit, Don't Know Why. The Fall is her first solo album without Lee Alexander, her former boyfriend, bass player, songwriter, and producer. Most of the songs on her new album are about loneliness and the difficult end of a relationship. Back to Manhattan is about having two lovers on opposite sides of New York City.
I'll go back to Manhattan as if nothing ever happened. When I cross that bridge, it'll be as if this don't exist. I've a prince who is waiting, and a kingdom downtown. I'll go back to Manhattan as if nothing.
A new group of well-known musicians play drums, keyboards, and electric guitar on The Fall. Jones also plays electric guitar on some of the songs. She played piano on her earlier albums. Critics say The Fall represents a new sound for Norah Jones. But they say fans of her earlier albums will not be disappointed. She continues her deep, jazzy sound while adding more pop and rock influences. It's Gonna Be is an example of this new sound with electric keyboard and pounding drums.
If all we talk about is money, nothing will be funny, honey. Now that everyone's a critic, it's making my mascara runny. If we only talk about the heavens, making it together is crazy. If we don't get a new situation for our busted nation, we're lazy. But it's gonna be.
Norah Jones begins a tour in March. She will be performing in 36 American cities. We leave you now with Norah Jones choosing to be with her dog in Man of the Hour.
It's him or me, that's what he said. But I can't choose between a vegan and a pothead. So I chose you because you're sweet. And you give me lots of loving, and you eat meat. That's how you became my only man of the hour. You never lie, and you don't cheat, and you don't have any baggage tied to your forefeet. Do I deserve to be the one who will feed you breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and take you to the park at dawn? Will you really be my only man of the hour?
Our program was written by Shelley Gullist, Susan Logue Koster, and Katie Weaver, who was also our producer. For transcripts, MP3s, and podcasts of our programs, go to voaspecialenglish.com. You can also post comments. Do you have a question about people, places, or things in America? Send it to us through our website. Click on the Contact Us link, or write to Mosaic at voanews.com. We may answer your question on our show. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.
And I like the way you let me lead you when we go outside and walk. Will you really be my only man of the hour? My only man of the hour. My only man of the hour.